Jobs even went so far as to decree that there be only two huge bathrooms in the building, one for each gender, connected to the atrium. He felt that very, very strongly, recalled Pam Kerwin, Pixar's general manager. Some of us felt that was going too far. One pregnant woman said she shouldn't be forced to walk for 10 minutes just to go to the bathroom, and that led to a big fight. It was one of the few times that Lasseter disagreed with Jobs. They reached a compromise. There would be two sets of bathrooms on either side of the atrium on both of the two floors. Because the building's steel beams were going to be visible, Jobs pored over samples from manufacturers across the country to see which had the best color and texture. He chose a mill in Arkansas, told it to blast the steel to a pure color, and made sure the truckers used caution not to nick any of it. He also insisted that all the beams be bolted together, not welded. "We sandblasted the steel and clear-coated it, so you can actually see what it's like," he recalled. When the steelworkers were putting up the beams, they would bring their families on the weekend to show them.